Sabote. Welcome to episode 11 of the Dungeon Diaries. I'm, as always, your hostess, Queen Titania. In this episode, I'll be discussing financial domination. Financial domination is one of the more annoying topics to deal with in the world of BDSM. That's because it's an incredibly polarizing topic. Most people see it as the way they would have it presented to them if they were to log into Collar Me or FetLife. Let me give an example to you of how this would be presented. You log into Collar Me, and the first thing you're greeted with is Findom Kate. Her profile would then read, "I'm looking for a true financial slave to pamper me in all ways I deserve. I am here to take all of your loser money." $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ Then you might scroll down and you'll see another profile from Findan, or excuse me, Findam, Extina. From this point forward, your life has a new purpose, serving, worshipping, and craving me. I am the only person that will ever give you or your life any real meaning. I will convert you from being an insignificant loser with no purpose in life into a useful wallet worm, fulfilling your desires to be abused, humiliated, and ruined. Call me goddess, mistress, or princess. I am your worst fucking nightmare. You are now fucked. Ha ha. Her last paragraph then reads, maybe if you're lucky, you will be an obedient slave and take your filthy, grubby hands off your micro-dick for one moment to take me shopping. You've been a selfish, pathetic loser for far too long now. You live to max out your credit cards, buying me new heels and lingerie, or anything else that I desire. And you see, next to it, the standard, boring photo taken with a webcam, wearing nothing in particular of interest. And another, well, MySpace angle on top of it. So, that's basically what you'll see. You'll just see a bunch of men and women posting ads, telling the people reading them that they are a bunch of losers, that they're worms, piggies, dogs, ATMs, etc., and that they exist only to give money to this rather trashy-looking individual who looks like they need the money. So that's the first thing you'll come into contact with when you discover financial domination. What's the second thing? Well, the second thing is somewhat what you just heard. Someone complaining about those ads. I don't really care one way or the other about them, because frankly, in my experience, those ads just make a dom like myself look better in comparison. I find them kind of funny to read. I find them a bit funny when I see the following complaints. Because, what do you see? The same kind of doms complaining that everyone else is a fake, and that they're so real, and that financial domination is so misunderstood, and that all of the fakes, losers, whiners, and, well, quote, instadoms should fuck off. But what happens? They go around posting the same ads. They post things like, I definitely do not belong here. I attempt to point out an obvious fake findom in the group, as in saving the morons from spending money on a fake, and the thread gets deleted? Well, fuck you too. Enjoy your pathetic excuse for a financial domination group. I have dealt with Sir Za and his power trips for entirely too long. Sir Za is the moderator of a financial domination group on FetLife that doesn't allow people to advertise. So, leads to a lot of very annoyed DOMs complaining. So, what is this person's profile? Well, it's full of trashy photos, mostly of their feet, mostly of them looking, well, poorly dressed, and they spend their time talking about people needing to serve them, piggies and whatever. So, what are they complaining about? What makes them any more real than any of the other ads of people's feet and trashy clothes and MySpace angles? I don't know. But this is what you'll see. You'll see people posting ads, and then people complaining about them. And in the end, you'll never see any originality. These people have decided that financial domination consists of demanding people send you money over PayPal or buying things off your Amazon wish list, and that's about it. The funny thing is, demanding people pay via PayPal is the first sign that someone isn't a very intelligent dom. Why? Well, PayPal, in general, is very It's set up against the seller. It's set up against the service provider. The buyer has all of the power. So, in a perfect world where you're using PayPal as a financial dominant, you could very easily be fucked over by a sub who pays and then files a complaint and gets their money back, because PayPal is game against you. Why is it even dumber? Because PayPal bans accounts engaging in adult transactions. If you engage in BDSM, DS, or whatever related transactions on PayPal, you will have your account banned if PayPal finds out about it. So, if you're going to do this, you tend to do it with slaves you trust. I personally don't use PayPal for anything adult, because I don't want my account banned. There's other ways I can get the money. I can get it sent through Green Dot, I can get it paid in person, I can get it through Western Union if I want it, or I can have some fun and have it sent through the mail. For all of the, complaints about how silly it is to send cash to the mail, it's actually very easy and low risk. And there's something, I don't know, something lovely about getting cash and a card in my P.O. box. It just feels nice. But PayPal? No. Because the first time you get a wanker screwing around with you, because you advertise that you take PayPal online, and some of these fools, they post their PayPal address. They'll just warn PayPal about you. You'll have your account seized, including whatever money you have in it. That's just stupid. I really hate to be so blunt, but it's stupid. If you're doing that, you're risking your ability to conduct transactions online with the most popular online e-wallet. That's so foolish. Just to make a quick buck. And frankly, you're not going to make very much posting ads on FetLife or CollarMe. Do you know how well the pro-doms who only engage in advertising on CollarMe and FetLife are? They're not very successful. So, that's what FinDom, financial domination, is to the majority of people who encounter it. It's people advertising and people complaining and looking rather trashy either way. So, what is financial domination in practice? It's something much, much more. Many people confuse financial dominance with professional dominance. A professional dominant requires payment for their services. A financial dominant is dominating you through money. There's money exchanging hands in both ways, but with the financial dominant, the fetish is money. In a capitalist society, money is power. So it makes sense that submissive men, in some cases, would be turned on by being dominated through their wallet, would be turned on by having someone use them for their money, to take control of their money. There's, I would say, three main ways that serious financial domination is engaged in. The first is to fulfill another fetish. A sub will find it hot to be a shopping slave for a dominant, but they will be most interested in buying items that fulfill another fetish. A shoe fetishist will be interested in buying shoes, or maybe stockings, or other foot-related items. Someone who has a latex fetish will want to buy latex. Someone who has a handbag fetish may want to buy handbags, and they do exist. There'll be people who like taking doms out to dinner, and other things like that. Some will just be shopping slaves. They just love being taken out in public and humiliated. This would be the second main type. Someone who does this for the humiliation. They love being taken out by a dominant woman and having it shown to the public that they are not in control of their wallet, that their purse strings are in the dom's hands. They love being humiliated in front of clerks. One of my favorite financial domination stories is that of Lydia Supremacy's trip to a mall near Philadelphia, where she made her little slave boy go buy Sephora gift cards for the clerks in another store, and then had him buy gift cards for that store for the Sephora girls. Things like that show the clerks that this guy is some sort of twisted fetishist, that there's something going on here that they wouldn't normally see. This isn't just someone buying gifts for a younger woman that they may be trying to date. This isn't someone buying something for their nephew or niece. This isn't a friend. This is a guy who's being manipulated and used by these girls, and they get off on it. They love being humiliated in that way. And the final main category of financial slaves are the ones who want to be completely controlled in the financial realm. They want their finances to be used and owned by you. They don't want you to take all of their money, because obviously they need to survive, but they want to stop being so selfish about their money. They want to give as much of it to you and give control over it to you so that they can live a more Spartan existence. These are the least common. The most common is someone who has a fetish, like shoes, and wants to dabble in financial domination. Then someone who has a humiliation fetish and wants to combine it with financial domination. And the least common, as I said, is someone who wants to hand over control of your accounts, or of his accounts, to you, or at least have you tell him how he's going to spend his money, where, and how much you are going to get as his dom. This might surprise people, because the most common financial slave you'll be seeing posting ads on the internet is much like the most common financial dom. They're using words like piggy. They're using words like will be fucking owned by you. They are claiming that they want to give everything to you. But of course, they're not serious. They just want to waste your time. They either get off on talking about it, or they get off on wasting a dom's time. Or both. Some of them jerk off to the idea of being called a little piggy, a little paycheck, an ATM, a piggy bank, and then not going through with it because they don't have any money. Some do really want to waste the time of these girls because, like I said, there are lots of people who are annoyed by financial domination and financial dominance. They find it completely trashy or counter to what BDSM is about. Some of them have a point, and some of them are the holier-than-thou egalitarian type who believe that all BDSM should be free and that no one should dare charge for their services. I don't know how they expect people to make the toys they buy. Apparently, they have no problem paying for those. But they won't pay for parties. They won't pay for classes. They believe dominatrixes are the devil, etc. They just hate financial dominance on principle. And then there are those who just find it so trashy and hate it because of the ads they see online. So they want to waste the time of all of these doms that they see as fakes, time wasters, and just plain trashy. And frankly, they can. I don't care, because it just leads to more amusing circumstances of doms complaining in groups that they got their time wasted, complaining that everyone is a fake, complaining. But the fact of the matter is, everyone isn't a fake. There are boys out there on Night Flirt, looking on Eros and Backpage, looking in DDI, looking for doms to use them in this way, because they feel guilty for being the 1%. They feel horny for shoes and want someone to take advantage of them. They feel like their wives are already spending all of their money, so why shouldn't they have someone else dominate their wallet? There's all sorts of reasons for it. But you don't just find them by telling them to send you money. You find them because they're drawn to you. They see something in you that's classy, that's intelligent. Because most of these men have the means to engage in a financial fetish because they're successful. They're somewhat worldly. They tend to be fairly well educated. That's why they have been able to make money. You don't usually make a lot of money without an education. So they want to see doms that they believe are educated, that they believe are worldly, that they can talk with as a person and be humiliated by a sophisticated lady, not just anyone claiming to be a bratty princess. Bratty princesses will get some attention if they're beautiful bratty princesses, but bratty princesses who know what's being written about in The Economist, they'll get a little more attention. Bratty princesses who can impress them with their literary knowledge, they'll get a little more attention. Because these guys, they don't want to be giving their money to someone who needs it. Because this is financial domination. They're not looking for a sugar baby. They're not sugar daddies. There are many similarities between financial slaves and sugar daddies. But in the end, they're not a sugar daddy. They want to be controlled. They want to be humiliated. They don't want to be looking out for someone. There might be some feeling of that, but in the end, you can't need their money. You just want it, and they want to give it to you. And that's one of the keys here. You can't be desperate. And so many people who want to be financial dominant come off as so desperate. They need their bills paid. They want you to pay for their child to do something, which, when we talk about trashy, bringing your child into this, that's just classless. And who wants to give their money to someone without any class? This isn't charity. They're not giving it to the bell ringers outside of Walmart. They're trying to pay for a lifestyle that they find so sexy. And in the end, unless you can wow them that way, they're simply not going to be interested. So I think that sums up the basics of financial domination. And in a future episode, I'll be going into it more specifically. Some of my favorite financial slaves, some of my favorite financial adventures, and just some more lowlights of the internet world of financial domination. But until then, I'll speak to you when I speak to you. Ta-ta.